And our theme musicians come and play with Larry Razavi and the Out of Town Checks. Wrapping up right now means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And program number 233 in that continuing series. And so you are listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and 107.7 on your FM dial. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are KASM. And like I said, it's 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have 32 degrees, our current temperature, cloudy skies, overcast skies here in central Minnesota. That chance of snow in the forecast. Right now, just cloudy and windy. And like I said, it is our 233rd program. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now and bring her in. Going to say good morning to Sue Sands. Good morning, Sue. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing just great. How are you guys doing over there?
Very, very well. What's the weather good. Like down in Kenyon this morning?
Cloudy and extremely windy.
You have the same.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, it's, oh my gosh, wind gusts are really, really up. And there's a little church that we can see across the road from us. And I don't know how the people are getting in there and out of there because the wind seems to be from the south. And it's a bad direction. But anyway, this too shall pass, and we'll have better weather.
There you go. Well, very good. Yeah. Well, Sue, we've talked to you briefly a little bit a few weeks ago when we visited with your husband, Ray, on the program. But this program we want to dedicate to you and talk a little bit about you. So where were you born and raised?
In Goodhue, Minnesota.
In Goodhue.
Which is about 17 miles from where I live now.
Okay.
In Kenyon, yeah.
So okay.
Close by.
And mom and dad were who?
Let's see, Elda and Sonny Fossum.
Okay.
From the Goodhue area. Yeah.
All right.
We lived just a mile out of Goodhue, so we had a farm, and I worked on the farm and helped my dad out in the fields, and was raised like that, and it was really fun. I enjoyed it so much. Then when Ray and I got married, I helped him on the farm until I could.
Uh-huh.
And I had a kidney and pancreas transplant, and then I couldn't be out in the combine and tractors anymore because of the dust.
Oh, sure.
So,
okay.
Anyway.
Brothers and sisters?
I have one brother, Bob, yes, and he lives in Red Wing.
Okay.
Yes. And my mother is still living. She's 97.
Oh, my goodness. Good.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Well, longevity there in the family, so that's wonderful.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And you've had a few issues going on. Anything? You're okay? Just problems with the legs and things, or?
Yes, I have a blood clot in my leg right now. So
oh,
I
you do.
Been doing too much other than going to Mayo Clinic and like three times a week for. I have cellulitis as well.
Okay.
You don't need to hear all about that.
Okay.
So anyway, normally I'd be at church at this time on Sunday morning because I'm music director. Organist and choir director there.
Sure.
But I haven't done that for a couple months until I can move better.
Sure. If you can get there and they prop you up on a piano bench, you can go to town, huh?
I have done that before many times, and then, afterwards got home and just slept the rest of the afternoon.
Sure.
But it's what you do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, how many years have you been married to Ray now, did you say?
47 years.
47 yeah. years. Okay. And where did you guys connect? How did this all come about?
Well, it's kind of a unique story. When I was confirmed, I was like in eighth grade. And so my mom and dad said, now you can go to dances. And my dad had always taught me to dance, the typical around the kitchen table. And so they started taking me to dances. They took me to a polka dots dance in a ballroom called the Skyline, which was near Red Wing. Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And the first time I danced by with my dad, and I looked up at Ray, I thought, that's going to be my husband. And I was going into ninth grade at that time.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I know. And I thought, this is, and I don't know why it just hit me. But so anyway, then when I got into college, his niece lived in the same dormitory as I did. Mm-hmm. So she invited me home to her home for a weekend. And then we came over to Ray's house. And then Ray asked me out, and we went out one think it was New Year's Eve weekend, you know, at that point. I actually came to the dance with somebody else, mm-hmm. and then we kind of switched at the end of the dance, and then that was it.
Uh-huh.
We dated for 7 years.
Really?
And got married. Yeah, yeah, he was in no hurry. And, typical man. Well, he's not typical at all in any way.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, anyway, and so then we got married, and he was 39, and I was 23.
Oh, yes.
And it's been really good.
It's been working very well. Children,
yes.
Any kids to the relationship?
Yes, we have our oldest daughter is 40. Christy uh-huh. is her name.
Uh-huh.
And she lives in Kenyon, about 9 miles away from us, has two boys. One is 10 and one is 6.
Okay.
And the other daughter is 36, and she lives in west of Wayzata. And she has two little ones. One is 6 and one is a little girl. We finally got a little girl.
Oh, you do.
And she's 2 years old.
Oh, neat.
That's nice. And they're both musical.
Are they?
They're both.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, the girls, are they the ones that have appeared on some of the recordings over time?
Yes, yes, okay. They do. Yeah, uh-huh. both of them. And Heidi, our youngest girl, who lives near the cities, I started a group in 1997 when I was teaching school. I taught both at Kenyon and Goodyear and combined three girls there, and it's been very, very successful. They're called Sweet Dreams.
Okay.
And just beautiful, beautiful girls, but they sing, their harmonies are so pretty.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so anyway, so that's been successful. They've sung at the National Cathedral.
Sure.
They've sung at in Washington, D.C., at the Kennedy Center. They've traveled Europe and Austria, and we've performed over there. So
my.
We've had, and, you know, had a lot of success, and down in Branson as well.
So my goodness.
It's been fun. Yeah. It's more than the polka dots for me.
I guess.
Yeah, it's the Polka Dots is Ray's band, and I've played and arranged for them for years.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have my own groups, and
sure.
So it's been a great music journey. Yeah.
And backing up just a little bit, when you were back in school, where did you go to school, and how did you get started in music then?
Well, I went to Rochester Junior College, it was called at the time,
mm-hmm.
and my advisor happened to be the one music teacher there. And he said, I think, because I'd had a strong, strong piano and organ background,
mm-hmm.
he said, I think you should go into music. So I started taking music theory, took that for 2 years, transferred to the University of Minnesota, and took the rest of my music education there, except I had one quarter left, and I did not like the university at all. It was just too big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a little town girl. And so it was kind of interesting, too. I went to what used to be Polka Days in New Ulm.
Yeah.
That summer, and met with Gene Iden, who now has played trumpet in our band for about 30 years.
Yeah.
And he was band director at Leward High School in Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
So it was raining outside, I think, and we ran into a bar, and I mean just by coincidence met each other, and he said, Sue, what are you going to do next year? And I said, I don't know. I know I have to go back and finish one quarter. And he said, do you want a job at Leward? You can teach instrumental, which is what I really wanted to go to college for. But they told me women at that time were not allowed in the instrumental field.
Oh, my.
So I had to, yeah, I know it. So I had to go in the choral field, which was okay, but it wasn't my passion.
Mm-hmm.
So he invited me to teach at Leward. So I taught there for 3 years and then married Ray. And then I started teaching at Goodyear in Kenyon in 1993.
Okay.
Because they needed music teachers. And
sure.
So that was it, yeah.
Interesting, and, interesting. Yeah, very
good. Had a lot of fun in those years between just doing, you know, a lot of music freelancing.
Sure.
And starting my own groups. Are we about out of town? Time?
We're doing fine. We're doing fine.
Okay. Also, probably the major group I played with was called Susan, Bill, and Brad, and we performed at Michael's Restaurant in Rochester, which is it's been there for 50-some years, and we played there every weekend for 9 years, and it was just a standby. It was a piano bar and a lounge, and it was just beautiful, and a lot of celebrities from out of town, that's where they would go to eat when they came to town.
Okay.
And a lot of you know, local. It was the place to go in that day. And that was fun. And I had two wonderful partners that were fabulous singers. And I played piano and did kind of the thinking for the group and did third part harmony. And they sang, and it was really, really fun.
So, boy, and that must have been a balancing act back in those years to have a professional career like that and have a family too yet. Lots of juggling, huh?
Yeah, that and teaching. And then I played, after I finished that with that, I played five nights a week at a restaurant who had singing waiters and waitresses. And a lot of them were, not a lot, but probably four or five of the waiters and waitresses were students of mine that I had taught in high school that had become semi-professional.
Sure.
So that was really fun. But then, you know, it was a long day teaching school and then going down there and playing 6 until 10 at night and then coming home and starting out again the next day for...
My goodness.
But it was fun. Yeah. When you have a passion, it's worth it.
Isn't that true? That is so true. Well, Sue, if I can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment here. We've reached 12 o'clock in central Minnesota. I'm going to read the ad for our sponsor, and then we'll come back with you and continue.
Thank you.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. The St. Joe Meat Market is federally inspected, number 8916. That means that we have an inspector on duty on Mondays, our butcher day, and then spot-checked all week long by the same inspector. The inspector works right alongside of our personnel on the butcher floor. The inspector inspects your animal alive as it comes through the door. The inspectors are trained to check all of the organs as the animal is being butchered, looking for any possible abnormalities, disease, or sickness. They make sure that your animal is slaughtered in a humane and sanitary way. The federal stamp is placed on the hog or beef carcass after the inspector has approved the animal that has been thoroughly cleaned, free of any dirt or residue, and that all of the internal organs were healthy. You can rest assured that when you have your animal, beef or pork, slaughtered and processed at the St. Joe Meat Market, it is clean, wholesome, and appetizing for you and your family and friends to eat and enjoy. Your animal, after slaughter, is hung in our environment-controlled coolers, with hogs being processed to your specification later in the week and beef the following week, with the normal week to 10 days age on a beef. One of our trained and personal professional staff's people will give you a call and after your animal passes inspection for your processing information. Cutting, wrapping, trimming, grinding, and the hamburger, papering the steaks, and freezing is our usual and customary process. Yes, your animal comes in the back door and is ready for your freezer in a professional and timely manner. Call this week to schedule your animal for slaughter. The phone number is to call 320-363-4913. That's 320-363-4913 for the St. Joe Meat Market. And Sue, for being our guest on the program, and of course you know how this works because Ray was on here some time ago. We get a nice meat package together at the meat market and along with Chasm. We send that out to your priority mail. Hope that you guys can enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
Oh, that's wonderful. I know we sure enjoyed the last one, and I think Ray ate every last bit of everything that was there, so that was good.
All right, so this time it's yours then.
All right, I'll take that.
Sure.
Oh, that's good.
Well, very good. Well, Sue, then fast-forwarding, you've been working with the Polka Dots for all these years as well. Besides your own career, Ray sent out some CDs to me, and
good. Yes.
So you guys have a number of them. Now, I just recently found out, just got the CDs from Ray, that you have the 40th anniversary, volumes 1 and 2, so I now have those on hand, and so that's pretty exciting. Are you the lady standing with the saxophone then, next to Ray on that CD, or is that another person? On the picture. Do you remember? Oh, did we lose you? I think we might have lost Sue. Okay, so we'll have to get her back on the line. So we're going to give you an old-time tune here off of the Polka Dots CD. And this one is one called the Carolina Waltz. We'll get back with Sue here in just a moment. Thank you. And I think I hit the wrong number there, so we're going to try that again. This one, the Carolina Waltz. The Carolina Waltz, and that comes off of their 40th anniversary special recording, and that's off of the 1955 LP Soma recording, one called The Carolina Waltz. Beautiful waltz tune there by Ray Sands and the Polka Dots. I've reconnected with Sue Sands. I have Sue back on the line. Sue, you're back with me again?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Those cell phones, they can leave you in disarray sometimes, can't they?
Yep. Yes. Yeah.
So we've got you on the landline now. And
had
one of our callers call and said that we lost power while you were interviewing, so we hope that everybody heard your story and what was all coming across. When we left you, we were talking about the recordings and looking at the Best of the Polka Dots 40th Anniversary Special, Volume 1 and Volume 2. There's a lady with a saxophone standing next to Ray. Is that you?
Yep, that's not me.
That's not.
That was the lady that played before.
Oh, okay.
Before I played. I'm blonde. She's dark-haired.
Okay. All right. Very good. Yeah. So there's those two recordings there. Those were early recordings that were on LP, yeah. And Ray had those all put onto CD, so that's wonderful.
Yes, he did, so that they would, you know, we have the old LPs of them, and it's fun to have the old record jackets and everything, but
right.
We decided, because nobody buys, you know,
albums
that,
anymore.
Buy the CDs now.
Sure.
So
yeah.
There were some requests for that, so we thought, well, let's do that.
And then
we've had other CDs after that, and I think we're going to be working on a new one now this spring and summer. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
The Polka Dots will be celebrating 69 years in business right now, starting this year. So.
Wow. So you can almost call it the 70th anniversary then, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So we want to have one out for then.
Yeah.
And so that should be fun to put together. And I'm the producer of the CDs.
You
Ray
are.
Ray handles the selling of them and mailing them out. But I do the studio work and the editing and all of that. And that's been really a fun thing to learn. So.
Well, I wanted
so
to.
So that's about, you know, it for. I mean, we have a 50th and a 60th.
Yep.
And we have a country CD.
That's what I wanted to focus on. I wanted to mention that I did not know about that until Ray sent that along. And it's called Just Country. And
it is country, and it's very good. we have a fabulous steel guitar player who's a friend of ours, and he plays on there and makes it sound country. And Ray's got a, you know, Ray is 87. He's got a great crooning voice.
He does.
For his age or for any age.
Oh, he does.
Really, and has a nice style. And then Heidi, our daughter, sings the second and third part harmony with him on a lot of those. And it's just beautiful. And then Heidi sings on a solo on one of them. And then Heidi and Christy, and Christy's little boy, sings on one, you know, Grandpa, Tell Me About the Good Old Days.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are a lot of nice songs on there that are people would recognize and enjoy, I think. So.
Well, and the pictures on the front of the cover is Ray and yourself, and also you had guests. You had John Wendinger on
drums. Yeah, John
drums.
Wendinger sang and played drums in the whole CD. Julie Lee from North Dakota, Julie Lee and the White Rose Band.
Yeah.
I play with her band when she's back in this area. They're in Arizona now for the winter.
Sure.
But in the summertime, then I play with her band, and also play with Chris Kelchin and the Riverside Dutchman.
Yes.
From Mankato. I've recorded with them and with Julie Lee, too. So
okay.
That's been a lot of fun, yeah.
And beautiful pictures on the front. You guys look just great.
You. Yeah, that's my picture. Ray's in my picture, and then Julie and John.
That's right. Yeah. And that. So we're gonna hear in just a few minutes. We're gonna hear part of that CD, and we'll play some of the polka dot music as well.
Great!
I just want to ask you a little bit about playing and stuff. Quite a thrill to be on the stage, isn't it, Sue?
It's just great. We just love it. It's just, you know, to make people happy.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely.
Really. You know, it's a lot of work setting up and tearing down, but being on the stage and seeing the dancers be happy and smiles on their faces, and it's just magic.
I don't want to minimize it, but
no.
You play just keyboard, or do you play all the other instruments as well?
I play keyboard and accordion.
Okay.
And not as well as Ray does, though.
Uh-huh.
But keyboard, accordion, saxophone.
Okay.
And a few other minor instruments that, you know, I haven't played for a few years, but I
sure.
know how to play them.
Okay.
And vibes is another instrument that's rarely used or rarely heard in an old-time band. I used to play with the Brother Burr band, the Graydon Burrow and the Burrows.
You did, too. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I think that was just an awesome band.
Ago. And he had a nice 9 or 10-piece band.
Yeah.
And I played vibes with them and piano.
Okay.
So that goes back a long way.
Boy, I guess. Wow.
Yeah. And anyway, I was very honored to, you know, play with them. And that's kind of the same time the polka dots were hot and, you know, really going in the 50s, or the 60s, I should say.
And, yeah. And just enlarge on that a little bit. Back in those years, there was quite a choice of bands. I mean, you had Brother Burr, and you had the polka dots. And then, of course, Whoopi John and the Six Fat Dutchman, all those
bands.
That's
my favorite. Whoopi John, Six Fat Dutchman, the Jolly Lumberjacks.
Yeah, Jolly Lumberjacks. And, I mean, these were all big bands playing. It was not 4 or 5-piece. This was anywhere from 7 to 10, 12-piece bands, huh?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's just amazing. And it's too bad that we don't have that anymore, because they were so good. And the quality of the musicianship was, you know, so artistic and so extraordinary. And I listen to those old recordings, and I think, oh, my gosh, it isn't like that, quite like that today. I mean, there are very good recordings out today.
Yes,
but
yes.
But those days, was unique.
And I mention this to almost every guest that records, to think about it. Back in those days, you didn't stop and then pick up and cut and patch. Started at the beginning.
You just played it straight through, and if you made a mistake,
start
you
over.
Went back and did it, or whatever you decided to do. Yes,
can you imagine with 12 or 14 musicians and to get everybody to not make a mistake, or, you know, to be in sync? That was
a
challenge.
I agree. It's just really something. So, you know, they had to be on the ball, I tell you what. And like I say, they were the finest of the musicians. So, you know, the Elmer Side Band, Earl Schmidt Band, all of those, and the New Ulm bands. We were not connected, the Polka Dots and Graydon Burrow, were not so much connected with the New Ulm circuit. We were more in the Rochester area, Red Wing, and we did the Twin Cities.
Sure.
But I used to play with Graydon Burrow, and when I was in college, and we played at the Marigold Ballroom.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a very popular ballroom in the cities at the time. And I remember we played dances on Thursday nights and Saturday nights, and Saturday nights you had to be 21 to get in, and Thursday nights you had to be 28 to get in.
Oh.
And I was in college, and I was about 19.
Oh, yeah.
So they had to card me at the door, and then I finally had to go get the band leader and tell him who I was so they'd let me in.
My goodness. Oh, yeah. For sure. You guys, the Polka Dots, did a long-term engagement playing at the Chart House, did you not?
Yes. That wasn't the Polka Dots. That was the Ray Sands Combo, and that was Ray and myself and Bud Schlottman, who was the drummer with the Jolly Lumberjacks. The three of us, probably in 1972, formed a trio, and we called it the Ray Sands Combo. A lot of people think it's the Polka Dots, but it was only a three-piece, the three of us. And but that was, we played there every Sunday night for 7 years.
Wow.
Those were the days when the Vikings would come after they had a win.
Okay.
And they would come in and everybody cheered them and it was a big party time. So that was a lot of fun too.
And where was the Chart House? Where was that?
Chart House is in Lakeville.
That was in Lakeville.
It's no longer there. There's the building is still there, but I don't think they called it the Chart House anymore. And I haven't been there for quite a while, so.
Okay.
I don't know what they call it, but. It was neat. It was built like a ship, and it had a swimming pool outside. It was a private club.
Okay.
Pretty nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
so we've had some wonderful adventures.
Absolutely. We're running short of time, Sue, but should, folks joining in wondering, who am I talking with? We're visiting with Sue Sands out of Kenyon, Minnesota. Sue, married to Ray Sands, the leader of the Polka Dots band. And Sue, a wonderful guest here. You've had a wonderful music career. As you look back over your career, Sue, is there any one experience or something that stands out in your mind that you want to share with the listeners that might be really special, whether it be an award or a certain event that you were at or anything?
Not an award. I'm not an award-type person. When we went to Austria, we asked to see a dairy farm.
Oh.
And so our cab driver said, I'll take you. It'll be ready at 6 o'clock the next morning. So we went up there. And the family that we met, she became the gal that we met was just beautiful, and her parents were there, and two little children. And so we met her. This was in September, and she said, "I said if you ever come to the United States, please, visit us." So she wrote us a letter in October and said, "I come next summer for 6 weeks."
Oh wow!
So we got to know her, and she married. I lined her up with a friend of mine from Kenyon, and he married her, and they've been living in Austria ever since. And we've been back and forth. I've been over there about 8 times to visit them. But just the connection, it's a God thing. It was really beautiful.
Oh, so, wow. Yeah. And to be part of that plan, that's quite an honor, huh?
Exactly, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's been so fun visiting with you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Sue, I wanted to, you're reading my lines here. I wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for taking time out and being our guest. Yeah. And I told Ray and I tell everybody, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We're going to do this thing again sometime.
That would be wonderful. I really appreciate it.
All right.
So much fun.
We want to wish you a good day today. Hope that you recover and you're back playing with everybody and back on the road to health again.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. So I'll talk to you in just a minute here.
Have a wonderful day as well.
Thank you, Sue.
Yep. Bye-bye.
And there she goes, Sue Sands out of Kenyon, Minnesota, our 233rd guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 18 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Don't go away. We do have more music by the Polka Dots coming up in just a moment.